Hello, everybody. Aloha. Many blessings from Hawaii. How are you all doing? Everything's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful over here. Beautiful day. Sun is just about coming out. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Love, love, love to our earth. Blessings. Yes, we're so blessed. Outside here, got the beautiful garden going. It's amazing the abundance we're experiencing nowadays. So much love to you. And we're on the superhero training. Brother Nick, by the way, is on the Big Island at the moment. So I'm doing this session with you. We're talking about, what are we talking about this week? We're talking about how to live the life of your dreams. And this is a wonderful subject, an absolutely wonderful subject. Because there's only one person like you. There's nobody else like you in the world. And it doesn't matter how many times we hear this, we have to accept it in our hearts that I can't not do what you can do. Only you can do what you need to do. It's got nothing to do with me, nothing to do with anyone else. And so many people are caught up, trapped in what other people say they should do, what their parents say, what the culture says, what they read they should be doing, what a superhero is supposed to look like or not supposed to do, all these details about who we're meant to be and what we're supposed to be like. But really, there's only one of you, and that is all there is. What's this? Aloha, I've no screen today. Ooh. Should be good. If anyone else has any trouble, let me know. Yay. So, does anyone feel slightly confused about what they need to do in their life? What is it that's special about you? What is your dharma? Do you know this word dharma? Dharma is from, it's a Sanskrit word. It means your duty. Of course you know what dharma means. Means your duty, your way, your path. And there's only one of each of us, and we have our dharma to do. And I wanted to read you a quote, actually. This is the Bhagavad Gita. It's one of my favorite books. And this really stuck out to me, this quote, again and again and again. If anyone hasn't read this, get hold of a copy of the Gita and check it out, because it's very deep, chapters 2 to chapters 8. Is very, very, very powerful. And you might not understand all the things to start with, but there's some real gold in here. It's very, very, very high frequency. So I'm just going to read you this quote. It's better. Better is one's own dharma, though imperfectly performed, than the dharma of another well performed. Better is death in doing of one's own dharma. The dharma of another is fraught with peril. So, what do you think that means? Even if what you're doing may not be the best ever and you may not be 100%, if it's what you need to do, then it's going to guarantee you success. But so many of us are trying to be someone else. You know, you've probably seen so many role models around. There's endless role models, there's endless images of what we should be. But even if what you're doing isn't completely perfect, it's still what you need to do. And so that's going to make all the difference. And I'm just going to share my own experience, how I came to where I am today and what I'm doing. I was just thinking about this before we started the webcast. When I was 17, my grandmother died, and she was in South Africa. And as part of the inheritance, she wanted my father, my brother, and myself to go on a trip around South Africa to see the country. And the previous 3 or 4 years, I've been experimenting with all kinds of drugs and parties and drugs and art college and just crazy stuff. And you know, like most kids do nowadays. And that particular trip, was such an out of control debauchery. Because previously I was vegetarian, even though I was doing all these drugs, I had some idea I should be vegetarian. And that whole trip, from the moment I entered the airport, I started eating meat, I was constantly drinking alcohol. As soon as we got to Africa, you can get large amounts of bud, huge amounts of cannabis, for like about half a dollar, 50 cents, $1 for this massive lump. So me and my brother, he was 15 and I was 17, constantly stoned, constantly drinking beers, and eating red meat like 3 times a day because that's what they were feeding us. And I can hardly remember the trip because I was in such a clouded state. And I started feeling very unhappy because I was just constantly hammering myself with these intoxicants, these poisons. And I remember coming back to England. I mean, it was a cool trip. We saw some wonderful things. When I got back to England, I had to really reconsider what my life was about, you know, because I felt so confused and clouded. I had no idea who I was, what I needed to do, what my purpose was. Nothing, you know, I was just all over the place. And what happened is I came across the understanding that I was a spiritual being, that I'm not anything to do with this body, this character, and that anyone who sees this body, this person, whatever you look like, you're not what you look like. You're not the person who is there sitting on the chair. And this is a wonder. This is an amazing thing. It always cracks me up, you know, that there's these appearances are so deceiving. But just that one understanding that I am an immortal being, that I'm constant and powerful, and no matter what's going on, no matter what the personality is like, no matter what I did, what I didn't do, it doesn't make any difference. There's nothing wrong. There's an eternal being having an experience. And that it was such a beautiful thing for me to understand, just to get me started, you know, just to get things moving. Because otherwise, if we don't understand that we're an eternal being, then there's an anxiety hidden away behind everything. So that was a massive difference for me to just understand that one thing. And then over the subsequent years and years, there's been many, many more discoveries made, and I'm sure you're experiencing many things yourself. But one of the main things is, what is it that I have to do? Once we understand that we're eternal souls and we've come down here to do something, what are you going to do with yourself? You know, who are you? What is it that you're good at doing? What is it that comes naturally? And so these things, we need to consider them. What is it that is natural for you? What is it that you actually like to do? What is it that comes without any effort? You know, have you thought about that? What is it that's easy? Because life is supposed to be easy. Do you want an easy life? Or would you like a life where you have to struggle and do things that you don't like to do? What would you like to do? It sounds interesting, sounds easy to make that decision, but what is it that you find easy? What is it that you love? What do you want to do with your time? What is it that's important to you? You know, the amount of people I speak to, I find that majority of people don't actually know what they like. If I ask them, what is it that they really love? What do you love? What would you love to do? If what was your perfect day, can you answer that question? I mean, hopefully you can, but I find it surprising how many people can't answer that question. They don't know what they love, they don't know what they want to do with their life. You know, so we need to know this stuff, otherwise, how are we going to get it? How are we ever going to move towards something when we don't know where we're going? So, our dharma, what is our dharma? Our dharma is our duty, our way, our path. It can also be described as our religion, you know, our way. And so, what is it? And we can tell because it feels good, you know. We always need to come back. Does it feel good in your heart? Does it make your heart sing? Does it make you feel happy? Does it bring you joy? Ask that question again and again and again. What is it? How does your heart feel? You know, trust that intuition. Take that seriously. When those intuitive feelings come, they're floating around, listen to them. Don't just think, oh, it's come some crazy idea, I better just forget it and do something practical. What are those things, you know? Because, like, for example, why am I in Hawaii? Why did I get here? One of the reasons is because I had this thought that came very clearly that I'm supposed to be where the mangoes grow. So if there aren't any mangoes growing, then it's the wrong place. It's a simple thing, and I'm not sure where it came from, but that was a very strong thought. So England, where I was living previously, there aren't any mangoes. There's no bananas either. There's no pineapples. There's no tropical fruit. And it's just a feeling. If the mangoes aren't growing, then I'm out of there. So there's all kinds of mangoes. Mango season's just about to start here, actually. I've got a big stock of mangoes in the kitchen. So even where we are, you know, we need to take a risk. And I had to leave England. I was right in the middle of business, doing all kinds of business things and projects and everything. And I knew in my heart I had to get out of that place. And I told everyone else, oh, I'm just going on holiday. But I knew internally that I needed to leave. So when I came to Hawaii, I was just so pleased because it was exactly what I saw in my visions. I was shocked, you know. I felt for 2 weeks, literally for 2 weeks after arriving in Hawaii, that I was walking around within in my own mind. Like it was so clear. It was like I was remembering what my visions were like, and I was wandering around as if I was in my own head, imagining being here. It was really trippy. It lasted for 2 weeks solid, and I was like, oh my God. All the details, like I saw this big round window. And if anyone's been to Noni Land, you'll know where there's this huge round window that looks over the ocean. And I remember seeing that window really clearly. So when I got there, I couldn't believe that I'm standing here in front of my vision, looking at this massive window and this ocean view. It was really trippy. So we had to follow these things, you know, take these risks, get on the plane, leave things behind. It makes a big difference. And so take risks. And visualization, what you visualize is going to happen. Just think about your life now. Whatever your life is like, whatever is going on around you, your whole situation, the people you're with, how you feel, how much money you've got, what car you drive, or all the details, what food you eat, your appearance, your level of health. Everything is your creation. It's completely your creation, and that includes the weather, includes everything, you know. You're not that little person that's a victim of what's happening around you. You're an extremely powerful being, and you've manifested all of it. Every single part of your experience of life actually exists within you. There's, in a sense, there is literally no outside world. There is just an inner experience, and then there's the outer experience. But the outer experience is actually within you. Because just think about it right now. You're watching this. You might be sitting on a chair or wherever you're sitting. Every single thing you're experiencing in here and in your heart somewhere. It's within you. It's an inner experience. The outer world is not actually the outer world. Your experience of it is always inside yourself. And so everything you've manifested, your whole experience, belongs to you alone. It only belongs to you. It doesn't belong to anyone else. No one else is ever going to have the same experience as you're having. Did you hear that noise? That's the meditation timer. Just close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath. We're just gonna have a moment now. Take a deep breath, a few deep breaths. Relax. Just close your eyes and experience. Allow yourself to experience your ideal feelings. What would your perfect feeling state be? Where do you get a timer from? This timer is called a meditation timer, and I've got the link somewhere. I'll dig it out directly after this, and I'll send the link out on an email. So if you've got a Mac, then I'll send you this one, and if you've got a PC, I think there's another one. I don't really know much about PCs, but you found it by Google. Okay, cool. So, if anyone's got it, you can just post the link in there if you want to. Anyway, and we'll send out something later. Yeah, the meditation timer is gold, absolute gold. You can set it for different times. I have mine going off every 30 minutes because I consider the ex personal inner experience of deep peace and love and freedom as the priority, you know? Because what I feel, honestly, we were saying about the Dharma, how does it make you feel? If I'm totally honest, I feel best when I'm just giving out blessings, power, like there's power coming down directly and then it goes out almost through my hands, like my arms are outstretched and there is this divine grace coming through. Whenever I'm doing that, I feel like I'm fully using my time in the most useful way for the world. That's my dharma. It's a simple thing like that. It's just allow that grace to come through and feel that again and again and again and again and again. And the more I do that, the more it becomes clear that that is honestly the most practical and successful thing to do. Do you know what I'm saying? Even though it's nothing much going on, but the change of vibrations is the most powerful thing in the world. There's an expression, there's too many do-gooders in the world. Have you ever heard that? Too many people trying to do good, and they're actually causing the problem. Because we need to come from the right space within ourselves. We need to come from like a surrendered state where we're open to the highest and then act. Otherwise, we're basically running around trying to change things and probably causing someone else some problems, you know? So just, it's good to understand this state of consciousness. If all you did was elevate your consciousness, literally, if that's all you did, that would be more service than these hundreds of people trying to do good. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a go, but it needs to be coming from the right space. Very, 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 very important thing. According to David Hawkins's work, if you don't know David Hawkins, check out Power versus Force. It's a very interesting book. And according to him, there's 10 people in the world right now, and just because they've got such a high spiritual state, they're sorting everyone else out. They're helping the whole of the world just because of their level of consciousness. And we don't even know who these people are. They're probably just sitting in a cave somewhere. In India, a lot of them we don't know. They're not necessarily doing anything. No one necessarily even knows their names. But just by them changing their consciousness, they're allowing everyone else to see things differently. And because of that, the whole world is becoming higher and higher and higher and higher. So never underestimate that power, you know? So, what is it that you have to do? How do you have the best life ever? One of the things which I want to really make clear, this is my own experience again and again, that in order to have the best life ever, when you think about, just for a moment, think, what is the best life ever for you? What would be your ideal life? More mangoes. Yeah, get more mangoes in. If anyone's got some spare time, go to India right now and catch the mango season. I'm telling you, go, just jump on a plane and you're going to get 240 varieties of mangoes. 240 varieties. And then within that, there's about 20,000 varieties if you add up the sub varieties of the same kind. So if you're into mangoes, get on that plane. India. So, what is the best life ever? What it comes down to is that we need to have the best day ever. Yeah, because what's the point? What is a life? A life is a consistent, is a series of days, one day after the next, isn't it? Days and weeks and months and years. And what is a day made of? It's made of minutes, seconds, minutes, and hours. And what is a second? A second is just a fraction of a moment. It's just an experience. So for you to have the best life ever, it really, what it means is that you experience moment to moment bliss, moment to moment enjoyment, moment to moment excitement. You only need to deal with one moment. Because if you plan to have the best life ever, then it's somewhere else, isn't it? It might be two years, 5 years in the future. But if you aim to have the best moment ever, then you can just enjoy yourself. No problem. The best moment ever. Don't just dismiss what I've just said here. The best moment ever is all we have to do. Yeah, just enjoy the moment. You've only got one moment to deal with, yeah? I like to think of it like this. If you say, for example, this scarf, here's a scarf. If you look at this, this scarf or any fabric you're wearing is made of different bits, different things all woven together. So this is one big scarf, yeah? You can see it. But what is it made of? It's made of lots of small things that are all put together that ends up being a scarf or a t-shirt or whatever else you've got. So our life is a consistent of those small things that are woven together that becomes our life, this big thing. And we can't have the big thing in one go. Like, how are you ever going to have your life in one go? You can't. You can't have your life in one go, can you? You don't get it in one go. It's like, imagine trying to watch a movie in one go. If they put all the clips, the film, they put them all on top of each other, right, and showed you that on the screen, would that be interesting for you? It'd probably just be black, actually, because there'd be so many on top of each other. You wouldn't be able to see anything. It'd just be this crazy looking thing, all layered on one on top of each other. So we don't get our life like that. You don't get everything in one go. We get one tiny, 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 infinitesimal, short fraction of a second. What is a moment? It's beyond time, isn't it? A moment is out of time. It's just an experience. You just get one experience, like one still from a movie, and that's all you've got. And you're that timeless being watching that one still. And in that one still, you can experience grace and you can experience wonder and power and love. And if you just focus on that one thing, that one thing, that one thing, and just smile and enjoy yourself, then you just do that again and again and again and again. And then what kind of day are you going to have? Because the future doesn't exist, the past is finished. So you've just got this one thing. You don't have hundreds of things, you've got one thing to deal with. You've only ever got one thing to deal with. And that's just this tiny little experience that you're having. That's all it is. It's a wonderful experience. So just take that one thing, simplify your life. That's right, the power of now, the power of now, the power of now. Eckhart Tolle's book is wonderful. Hang on, I might have a copy somewhere. Yes, just be there. And not just trying to be in the now and that's all you're doing. Realize that you are an eternal being who is in the now. It's not just the now. You are eternal. You are beyond time. You are beyond space, beyond sound. And you're just watching this whole experience happening. And if everything that you do is based, coming from there, is based on that, then your whole life's going to be easy. Simplify, 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 simplify. Don't worry about the future. The past is completely finished. There's no point in even ever thinking about the past. It's gone. No two moments are ever going to be the same. Everything is fresh. Yeah, that's very good. Eternal, so there's no hurry. Because often people get stressed because they're trying to manifest too hard. You know, they want to change their life, change their life, change their life. But then they're in a state of panic, a state of anxiety. So it's better just to say, here's one moment. Just enjoy this moment. Accept that everything that you've done up till now has created this situation that you're in. And it's all good. And it's all ideal, optimal for your learning. And just focus on this being good. And then the next thing's going to be good. Because you can tell your future based on your present. Yeah, whatever is your present, that's what your future's going to be like. However you feel now, that you can tell what's going to happen tomorrow based on what you're like now. So we just have this one moment to make sure everything is in good form. That we're enjoying ourselves. And if you think of all the painful situations you might have gone through, when you look back on them now in the past, they're just experiences. They're like dreams. Memories are like dreams. There's not really any difference between a dream and a memory when you think about it. So this is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. Can you enjoy that? Can you enjoy this one moment? Because to enjoy our life, we just need to enjoy the moment. We need to have the ability to enjoy, 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 in wonder. So coming from this space where you're in the moment, you're in the joy, you're here. Then we can follow our Dharma. Then we can follow our Dharma. So, what does it mean, Dharma? What are you going to do practically? During this next week, I'm going to give you some audio files which will take you deep into a meditation and you're going to find out exactly what you need to do. I was thinking of doing it on the webcast. But it's better to do it on an audio. It's less pressure, you know. Then you can do it in your own time, in your own space, and you can take it away, put it on your iPod or whatever. And I'm just going to explain to you now what this is going to involve, so that you're aware. So there's a few sections that we need to understand. First thing is to know your timeline, to do a timeline of your life. So what that means is that basically you look at your life from the moment you were born up till now, and you can plot a chart. What has been your high points and what are your low points? Just look at your life. What is it that's brought you the most joy? And what is it that's brought you the most stress or unhappiness or disappointment or whatever? What is these up and down, up and down, up and down? What is that? So you're going to make a note of these things. And then once you've seen that, then you can consider what is life trying to tell you. Because there's a reason for this. There's a reason. When you do this, you'll see it's very, very interesting because certain things always bring you up and certain things always bring you down. And a lot of people, they don't check this stuff out. They just get on with their life without thinking about it. So they don't see what is the crucial factor in their life. And whatever those things are that are making you go up, those things, if you do them more and more and more, you're going to go up, 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 up. But then you need to avoid those other things because otherwise you're going to go up and down, up and down, up and down. And you might be a bit sick and tired of going up and down, up and down, up and down. When I came back from South Africa that one time that I was telling you about, I had a vision that of myself completely differently from when I was then. And the main thing that stood out for me was that I was experiencing a state of consistent happiness and a line that went upwards this way. It was a line, steady curve of joy and peace up, rather than up and down, up and down, up and down. And so it's important if you want to be going up, 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 then what is it that's going to help you get there? And avoiding the things that bring you down is as important, if not more important, than doing the other things, because there's a sabotage mechanism going on. Like within us, the ego, the game of the ego, is to basically take you down. Yeah, so there's a little person in your head, in a way, like a little being, whose job all day long is to convince you to do things that are going to cause you crazy problems in your life. Isn't that funny if you think about it, that there's something inside you that's trying to take you down all day long? Isn't it fascinating? You know, and it's within inside us. Yeah, that's right. Joy is what we're after. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I got a new computer, which I'm standing in front of now. It's a brand new Mac, 17-inch Mac, and I'm very pleased with it in one sense. But I got it out of the box yesterday, and you know, it's top of the range piece of kit, and I actually felt slightly sad, if I'm honest. Not sad like I was upset or anything, but just any part of me that thought I was going to get something out of getting a new computer, my higher self knows full well I can't get anything out of anything. You know, it doesn't matter what I try and do, the joy is on another level completely. And so the ego had some stakes in having a new thing, a new toy. There's some excitement about it, and it's great having this. It's faster. You know, there's all kinds of benefits in having brand new computers that are really top quality. And I love quality things, but I can't get anything out of it. My happiness can't be based on this thing at all. There's no real happiness in it. Happiness is on another level completely. And the more sensitive we are to these things, the more actually the things that used to bring me happiness now immediately cause me sorrow. It's quite funny, you know. I can't hardly get away with anything. Do you know what I'm saying? It's funny. Like the more sensitive we are, we have to surrender to the grace. We have to surrender to the light, to the divine, because that's where it all comes from. And everything else is just such a distraction from it. It's a classic. It's a classic. So we get these things anyway. So it's like the more I don't need stuff, here's a brand new computer, the best computer you can get, and there you go, have it. But that's because I don't really need it, you know. I get given things. Everything works itself out because there's no need, there's no desire for it, you know. If I just let go and allow, then it all comes. And one of the main things I've noticed, because I kind of just watch what's happening, you know, I learn a lot from just witnessing things. Yes, we can be very hard on ourselves. So One of the things that I've noticed that stops people from getting the life they want is they complain about stuff. Yeah. Do you ever see yourself complaining? Complaints, they come in different forms. Even need, I need this, I need this. It's a complaint. And when I'm with people who are complaining, I find it slightly challenging because it's like low vibrations. You know, there's no need. Why should we complain? Why is there a need to complain about anything? Changing stuff that we can change is wonderful, and I'm all for it. But saying, "Oh, I need this. This isn't good enough. This isn't good enough," and having that low energy is draining. You know, so by us feeling, honestly feeling and experiencing everything's perfect just the way it is, then things can change. But as long as I'm looking at the negative and complaining and being upset and seeing things in the wrong way, then nothing can change. So whatever situation you would like to have, maybe you're in a situation and some of the things, maybe you want to change your house, or you want to increase your income, or you want to improve your relationships, or whatever. If you can honestly and genuinely be happy where you are and say everything's just perfect the way it's meant to be right now, and I don't need anything, I honestly don't need to change anything, I'm totally contented exactly like I am right in this moment, right here, right now. If you can say that from the bottom of your heart, then your ability to manifest things and change things is up. Yeah. This living, yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. Someone says, I gave up complaining when I realized it's all my fault anyway. Now I just enjoy it. Yeah. We're the creator of our own world, aren't we? No one else is to blame for anything. No one is to blame for anything at all, ever. Yeah, it's such a liberation, isn't it, to realize it's my world, it's my fault, in a sense. That's real power, you know, it's like claiming back our power. Claim back our power. If something's wrong, it's your fault. What a joy. You can just laugh about it, you know. Otherwise, we're trapped, because if I want other people to change, what a mess. I blame this. Yeah. It's the reptiles. The reptiles are to blame, aren't they? Yeah, the whole world's messed up because of the reptiles. No, we're the ones who've messed the whole thing up. You know. We're the ones who have to change. I find it's almost the greatest liberation. It brings me such joy just having the awareness. I have to change first. Forget about anyone else changing. Forget about anything changing. Yeah, we can only change ourselves. So how much do we put this into practice, you know? So it's like we can catch ourselves when someone's complaining or when we are complaining. Just catch it when it happens and say, no, there's nothing to complain about. Forget it. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Have gratitude. Because there might be one thing to complain about, there'll be a thousand things to have gratitude for. Life is wonderful. Life is so wonderful. So if we can stop complaints, then we can experience real freedom. And we can experience real freedom now. Not some other time, not tomorrow, not in 6 months, not when you've done your vision board and you've manifested all this stuff, but right now, you know? And I'll tell you something else about 6 months ago. Because I've been on this manifestation, this and that, and manifest all this stuff, and I've manifested all kinds of things. But I decided about 6 months ago that this is it. This is it. I am now living the life of my dreams now. All right? Now, see if you can say this in your own life, very practically. Can you say to yourself that you are going to live the life that you want to live right now, from today? From now. Can you say that? You are going to live the life that you want to live from now, not in 6 months or 6 years or tomorrow or anything. Now. And I tell you, when I said that to myself, it changed everything. My whole attitude changed. You know? Because there's always something else. There's always something else, isn't there? Like, imagine, all right, just think about three things that you'd like to change in your life. Just think about them now. Just, it could be anything. What are the three things that you'd like to change? And imagine that you've done that, that you've actually changed those three things. They've happened. You've manifested it. It's appeared. You're living in that situation now. The chances are that you'd want to change another three things as soon as you did that. And then another three things and another 10 things, you know? Endless. It's gonna endless. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have a go, but do it for fun. Yeah? But the thing is, it's never gonna change. You're never gonna have everything, yeah? Because you can't have everything at once anyway. If you're doing one thing, then you can't be doing something else. If you're living in one place, and then you're not living in another place, yeah? So you can't have everything anyway, all everything you ever wanted, all at once, all at the same time. It's just not practical. So what I said to myself about 6 months ago, this is it. I'm living the life of my dreams now. And just by shifting my attitude, I realized that I'm free, you know, and that pretty much everything I'm doing, I actually have chosen to do and I want to do. And it completely changed my attitude. Was this as soon as you get what you want, you thought you needed, you wanted to find out? Yeah, that's right. It doesn't change anything. The what we're after is an inner experience anyway. So there's the inner experience, and then there's our physical life with this body wandering around, doing stuff, eating, drinking, playing, doing whatever. So when we say, this is it, I'm living the life of my dreams now, then we can enjoy ourselves. All of a sudden, we become liberated. We're free, you know? You're free because you realize that whatever you're doing now has been your choice. Somewhere along the line, you've created that situation for yourself, your choice, and you're living it. And from that space, it ends complaints, completely ends all the complaints. And when the complaints end, then you're empowered and freed. And then from a state of freedom, you can make decisions that change the future. But it has to start now. Because if it doesn't start now, it's never going to change. If you don't change today, you're never going to change. Because when else have you got? If you don't claim it now, then when are you going to claim it? If you don't do it today, when's it ever going to happen? So realize the blessings and the power that you have, and the fact that you've created your life already. The complaint department is closed. And do you know what the cause of complaints is most of the time? Do you know why we complain about things? What is the root cause of it? Why are we complaining? Anyone? Why do complaints come? Why does your mind have complaints sometimes? Any ideas? To blame, yeah, blaming others, yeah, that's part of the complaint department. Don't want to take responsibility, it's true. Boredom. Yeah. Yeah, original guilt. There is a number of reasons, and one of the things that is connected to all this. Yeah, unhappiness. The thing I found, if you can connect this back to the same things you're saying, the bottom line behind any complaint is expectations. Yeah, we expect the universe to be different. We want these different things. Yes, we forget we have the power. Just consider this for a moment. If you have expectations, don't take this, like it's just something we're saying and whatever. Look into your life about this. As soon as I expect anything from anyone, then I can become unhappy or bored or discontented or have blaming others because I've basically taken away my power and I've given it outside to someone else. An expectation basically means you're giving away your power outside of yourself. So, as spiritual beings, we don't need anything really. We don't need to expect anything. Life in itself is a gift. Life is a wonder. It's a magical thing. We're dealing with magic all the time, you know? It's a magical experience. So, if we're free from expectations, just try and consider this. Try and feel this. How would you feel if you had no expectations of anyone doing anything for you? No expectations of the weather. No expectations of your body. No expectations of your business or whatever your work is. If you're free from expectations, how would you feel? You're relieved. You'd be absolutely freed. You're liberated. Bliss. Yeah. Free. Completely free. You can drop those expectations. Then you can experience freedom, complete and total freedom in life. There's an expression, Jivan Mukti, liberation in life. Jivan Mukti. So, how to have a balance of a dream and vision with having no expectations? When we manifest things, it comes from a manifestation is all on the basis of our level of consciousness. Yeah? So if someone's depressed all the time and they're trying to manifest things, they're not going to manifest anything that's above the depressed state that they're in because they're depressed. So the more our energy upgrades, the more we experience lightness and freedom and peace and totally another level. Then we start manifesting different things based on our vibration. So, expectation is any expectation is like a burden, yeah, it's bringing you down. If I didn't expect there to be a consequence, I'd not do anything. Interesting. All right, there's a few questions here. Okay, how do you know the level you're vibrating at? There's two ways of doing this. One is that just internally you know where you're at because you can feel the difference. You know who you are, you know how you feel. You know whether or not you're up or down, whether or not you're open or whether you're closed, whether you're happy or sad. That's just like a basic level, yeah? And just knowing, just being able to check ourselves is important because a lot of people don't even know how to check themselves. They don't know whether or not they're happy or not. A lot of men, for example, are shut down to their feelings, so they can't even tell whether they're depressed or whether they're excited, or they're like shut. So just having the awareness of it. But the other thing is if you check out any of David Hawkins's books, I'm just going to show you something. Right, this book, The Eye of the Eye, any of David Hawkins's stuff is very useful, I find. You might not be into it, but he's got this map of consciousness. You've probably heard about that. Map of consciousness, I find extremely useful because it basically shows from 0 to 1,000 different levels of consciousness. And depending upon the level, it's all based on kinesiology. You can see where you're at. I find it really useful. Whether or not it's completely accurate or something is a matter of opinion, but it's very, very useful to know that there's different levels of consciousness and different effects based on them. Yeah, Abraham's very, very useful as well. I love Abraham's teachings. Change your consciousness, change the way you see things, just become free. Yeah, without emotions, how do you know? Yeah. So, but back to expectations. We, like, for example, there's two things going on. There's always a paradox, yeah? There's always a paradox. On the one hand, we have no expectations because what that does is it frees us from needing stuff. It takes away the burden. It gives us a sense of relief and peace, having that feeling. But then on the other hand, like we were talking about last week, we know full well that whatever it is that we're imagining is going to happen. There's absolute certainty. It is done, it is done, it is done, it's already done, it's finished. Like there's absolute nishche, conviction, certainty. It is done, you know, with complete power. And it's so certain that there's no question about it. Yeah, so and it is no, not even an expectation because it is done. Yeah, there's that absolute power coming through. That's how things manifest. It's not, oh, hopefully I expect this and that. It's like, bang, get the sword, whoosh, it is done. It's completely done. It's finished. You know, and it might seem like a paradox here, but this is just like a state of consciousness. It is done. It is finished. And that is what manifests things. One is the level of consciousness, what is the vibration that you're vibrating at, and then know it is done, it is done, it is done. And you don't have to think where, how will it happen, when will it happen, that'll take care of itself. Yeah, paradoxes. You can't get away from paradoxes, you know? Because on the one hand, you could say everything is just predestined and perfectly destined the way it is. Yeah, and you can just relax and just watch the show, being a detached observer. And on the other hand, every single thing you do, everything you feel, every thought you have, every word you say, every tiny action you make is all hugely significant, and you need to pay attention to every detail, every moment of the day. Yeah, so they're like totally the opposite. But they're both equally valid. So having no expectations, fake it till you make it. Yeah, you fake it till you make it. But the main thing is to be free, to feel free. You know, if given the choice between one or the other, the state of freedom is gonna be what's bringing you the most joy. Because in the end, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? Ultimately, you want to feel wonderful. That's really what it's after. Because think about how many depressed millionaires there are around, you know? What does it matter how much money someone's got or where they live, you know? You want to feel great. Yeah. Yes, there's a lot to overcome, but at the same time, one thing that is very useful is just to know very clearly that you are already perfect. The way that you are a divine being, this non-perfect person that you think has got to let things go isn't actually who you are anyway. You know, that's not who you are. So this, the person that you're experiencing that's got these problems isn't you. It's just an experience. And that's how we let go of things, is that we recontextualize our life rather than it being I am this person here doing this thing, and everything that happens to me, 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 this is so important. We realize that we're just watching the whole thing, like we're watching a movie or something, and it's all just perfectly happening. Yeah, and the ego is like a pet, and we're just looking after it. From that space, then we're free. Yeah, just feel the peace. The first thing, like, there's no point in trying to change your life if you haven't changed your inner state, you know, because it's never going to make any difference. The amount of people who run away from one place and run to another place, hoping that things are going to be better, and then the same situations just immediately reappear. There's no way around dealing with things in that way. So we have to give priority. Number one priority is I am consciousness, I am free, I don't need anything. Don't have any expectations, no complaints, and then absolutely act from a state of conviction, knowing full well what you, whatever you're holding in your mind and your vision is going to manifest, because you've already manifested the world around you. You've already done it. So the fact that you're experiencing all this is proof that you're powerful anyway. It's already powerful. You've already attained everything. We're trying to run around getting things is actually the biggest obstacle from you getting anything. That's right. The ego is a collection of beliefs we have about ourselves. And all those beliefs are conditioned beliefs. None of it is the core stuff. It's all conditioning. It's all been added. It's additions. None of it's the original and eternal. So come back again and again and again and again to the original and eternal things that are meaningful. And when you're in that space, then you know what your dharma is, you know. Otherwise, you don't know what your dharma is. And so just a couple of things I wanted to share as well today is that this 80-20 principle, I mentioned that last week. This is something very practical, yeah. I can't emphasize this stuff enough. What we talk about here isn't just sort of like nice stuff, like, okay, you read a book and it's all good and aren't we having a good time? That's wonderful. But what are you going to do with your life? You know, moment to moment to moment. You've only got one moment at a time. So just enjoy that moment you've got again and again and again and apply these things, you know, because no one can do it for you, no one can do it for me. You are powerful and you can change your life one tiny moment at a time. And that's it. And that's all you have to do. It's easy, actually. It's very easy because you've only got this minuscule little time frame to deal with at any given moment. You know? Easy. It's easy. And just brainwash yourself. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. It's not difficult. All this stuff is easy. Because you're already eternal, you're already powerful, you've already got everything you need, and you're only dealing with one fraction of a second at a time anyway. So it's actually, honestly, and genuinely is easy. Yeah. So just another thing, just before we go today, this 80-20 principle. I promised you an audio file last week and I didn't do it, so please forgive me. I love you, I love you, I love you. But I will do it this week with the other ones. And I just wanted to share a few things about that. 80-20, what it means, do the stuff that makes you feel good. Give it priority. Just make a note. I want you to honestly do this. Get yourself a piece of paper out. Yeah, don't just think these are just nice exercises if you have time. Get yourself a piece of paper. Just something really simple, like something like this, a little tiny piece of paper, and write on it what are the things that make you feel empowered, that make you feel good. Has anyone actually done this? Because we've been talking about this a few times. Work out what are those things that actually make a difference in your life. Yes, very good. Respect. Well done. All right. And make on the other side, write the things that you don't enjoy that make you weak, that are wasting your time, that you don't need to do, that doesn't have much effect. Because what you want is an easy life, isn't it? You want an easy, enjoyable life. So prioritize what are those things that are wonderful for you, and what are those things that are just not working for you. You know, it could be people, it could be situations, and just remove them, get rid of them, remove them, yeah? Make changes, get those things out. You don't have to do everything, you know? Because if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? When else have you got? Yeah? None of us know the date of our own death. Yeah? So just enjoy your life now. Just enjoy. You've got this moment. Take it on fully. Enjoy this moment. So make a list. What are those things? And make sure you do them. And what are the things that just aren't working for you? Just get them out. Remove them. Liberate yourself. Free yourself from stuff that's no good for you. Give it up. You're free. You're in charge of your life. You're the creator. You've got everything. So just take it on from that state of freedom, no expectations, no complaints. Just do the things that you love. You can heal them, but you don't need to put up with things. This is what I'm saying. You don't need You don't have to put up with something. If something doesn't work for you, just give it up. I'm not saying remove responsibilities. If you've got something that you're stuck in for the time being, that's fine. Enjoy it. But we sometimes think we have to tolerate stuff again and again and again. You don't have to tolerate everything, you know? Don't feel obliged to do stuff. I have to do this, I have to do this. Whatever brings you the greatest joy and the greatest freedom and the greatest surrender, that's what's going to bring the maximum service for the world. So prioritize those things. Just experiment with this stuff, yeah? I'm not telling you exactly like this or this. Experiment. Would love if you love stuff or think you do that harms your body. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So you love doing stuff but it hurts you. That doesn't count then. That's harmful, isn't it? So honesty is important. What are the honestly things that do the job, you know? Because you have to be honest with yourself. No one's going to be do that work for you. So loads of love. This is all an experiment. Like this, your life is an experiment. You've got your own lab. You're the creator of your own kingdom. You've got your own kingdom to deal with. It's your kingdom. So you're just here to have fun with it, you know? You've only come here to have fun. That's why you're here. So enjoy yourself. Experiment. You're free. You're free. You're free. Yeah, I'll send them out by Friday. Yeah, it's all fun. We'll do them in two stages because there's quite a lot of stuff to go through, so I don't want to overload you. But the main thing is just that simple thing. What is it that brings you joy, and what is it that is just wasting your time? Just know the difference, you know. So love and blessings to you. So much love, so much respect. I think you're all doing wonderfully well. If you've got any comments or questions, send them on the forum. That's always useful. And have a great week. I'll send you those files out. Thank you so much. Brother Nick will be back next week. So have a great week. You're totally free. You're totally styled out. You don't need anything. The complaints are finished. All right. Namaste. See you soon. Aloha.